This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9, Murphy's Law. Monday afternoon. Hello, Anna Murphy.
Oh, hello, dollface.
Remember when we used to do this during breakfast radio a few years back?
All those years.
By our lonesome self, and we'd come in here to Joy and there'd be nothing but us, the security guard and a mouse.
Yeah, I do remember
it. A bit like that
it.
This afternoon,
It is
actually.
A bit like that. We're having a trip down memory lane.
We are. We've had big weeks.
My week's been terrific. So short. Like, you know, everybody's well aware that I don't like the heat, so cold. Tick, big tick, tick, Melbourne, unreal, cozy, bought new doonas, got new stuff. This is great. Yep. The wet stuff, the wetness.
Yeah, you don't like the wet.
Well, it's just very difficult being a rep.
Or moist.
If you say that one more time, I will impale. If you say either of them again, I'm going to impale this pen in your forehead.
I wanted to talk to the joysters.
I'm just finished my train of thought.
Yeah,
it's very difficult when you're a rep on the road, getting in and out of your car with carrying things and trying to put up a brolly.
Yeah.
So I look like a drowned rat for a reason.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, I walked in here this afternoon and I got completely assessed at the doorway by my brother.
No, you didn't. You tell the listeners what happened. Where are you going tonight? You're going to host something.
I am going to host trivia.
So you are the host of a trivia night at a plush little place down there in South Melbourne.
Yes.
And
it's called the
you're
Railway.
On stage.
Come along.
You hold the whole thing. People get there. They want to be inspired and have fun and whatever. And what were you going to go down in?
Well, see, okay. So the problem is that a lot of things were either at dry cleaners or being washed.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to do, because I'm working a lot of things at the moment, three jobs on
That's
the go,
okay.
Very busy.
Yeah.
So the only jumper that I could find when I was in a rush to leave this morning was not a good one. It's black and it's
just
got these.
Just describe what kind of person would wear this jumper.
It's black and it's got pink sort of rose gold circles of sequins on it. And I bought it a while back in a different life.
Would
when
Kath
I was a stepmom.
Day night, would she have been?
Yeah,
in
it is. It's kind of Catholic. It is really.
Yeah.
But I was just like in a hurry and it's kind of new because, I haven't worn it much. It was okay out there in the country. But
when you say good country, Maribyrnong?
No, out of Romsey days, you know, anyway, whatever. Hello, Romsey, if you're listening.
And then
no,
you decided
it was
not
fine
to
because
wear
because I wasn't getting assessed by my brother at the time. I decided all day it's been bothering me. I thought, I don't know whether I can. I don't know whether I can pull off the rose gold circles today. So I quickly ducked across the road to another department store, which is on the lower end of cost, I will say. But it was convenient, and I thought,
"What did you pick yourself up?"
So I bought a light pink pullover, like a jumper.
Yeah.
So I thought it was quite. I thought that's fine.
It's like salmon color, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little salmon. And I've got like some nice cargo-y type black pants on and my white, brand new white Converse. Yeah. So I was like, okay, that's nice. That's like, you know, a bit. I was very nervous though. So I brought it across and walked in and showed Dean Murphy and then he decided that he was going to just tear me apart.
It's not that I was going to tear you apart.
I said, lately all I've been doing is working and sitting on a couch and you said that jumper is going to ensure that you do nothing except sit on the couch for the rest of your life.
I just simply said
and
you
then
have
you said to me that I could be at the pub hosting trivia and some hot guy might walk in and if it was the difference between me being funny and entertaining but there was another hot girl in there that was slightly less entertaining and worse personality
nice
but she
on.
Had a nice top on,
go for
he
her.
Would go for her.
Because she's aesthetically pleasing. You up with current affairs, things that are going on around the world?
Yes.
Did you see that out-of-control ocean liner?
Oh, my God, yes. No, I did see that.
Oh, my God. That was just the most unbelievable.
Horrific.
Because I thought it was like a scene, because there was a scene in a Jurassic Park where the thing came up onto the port.
Right.
Like, because the dinosaur had killed all the people on the boat.
Okay.
The boat ran into the wharf.
Right.
That was what it looked like.
Okay, so for people who are listening at home and don't understand what that noise is about.
It's an ocean liner.
It's an ocean liner. And also don't know what we're talking about.
It's in Italy,
earlier
in
today
Venice.
In Venice, a massive ocean liner.
Massive. huge.
Lost its control of the engine.
They couldn't stop it.
And
the question is, why didn't they just go around in circles? Why did they just
They were coming in. Something's happened with the
steering
or the brakes. Do you have brakes on a boat like that?
Like,
what's the actual term? I feel really underprepared to talk about this. Something
or a thing?
Can we stop with that noise? Because that's actually doing my head in. But yeah, something in the hydraulics.
Yeah, and we should look. Six people got injured. All right, but
they're lucky.
They're lucky. It ran into another boat.
And the pier. Yeah. I like all the people that were...
Kind of liked it with the sound effect.
Right. I like all the people that were sort of running just enough to get ahead of it and then turning around with their cameras, their phones, just enough. And
to get a selfie.
Like panic. Ooh, like, yep. You know, what have we become?
I know. Selfie crazy.
The human race.
I cannot get warm, Anna Murphy.
No, you've got an issue, haven't you?
No, I like to... And I need the joysters to send through.
Is that because of
messages?
Your cold, dead heart? So there's the only thing being pumped through your veins is
I was actually driving here to Joy in my car and I had the seat heater on and the heater going in a jacket and gloves, fingerless gloves. I can't get warm.
Oh, fingerless gloves. Yeah. You had them on all day.
Very Madonna.
Very Madonna. Well, maybe you could do with some of these. Maybe you need some hand pants.
What?
Some hand pants.
What are these?
Because, of course, people have been, you know, wearing stupid things we've been talking about on the show forever. Fish sandals and croc handbags and muscle leggings, et cetera, et cetera. But now you've got hand pants.
Hand pants.
They're actually little fingerless gloves that are made out of undies.
I think that's a fabulous
like jocks.
Idea.
Jockeys, I'm going to put them on our Facebook page. I'm just wondering who would wear these.
I'd wear them.
They
under
look
my,
like knickers.
I would actually wear them under my.
Oh, so you're
going to
have underhand pants.
Underhand pants
for your mittens.
I think that's a fabulous idea.
Now, I think you're creating a situation whereby the heat can't get in. See what happens when you overlayer and you overdo it. Your body, you haven't got a chance to naturally produce your own heat.
Right.
So that's why if you sleep with too many layers on, you can be really cold. You need to be the air needs to circulate.
I've moved into a very cold house too, so it's very cold.
We're going to hear about it for a few minutes.
And I've got a dog that needs the door open.
Well,
of the
I told
house
you to go and
balcony.
Get the straps. For
so
the,
it's just like icicles hanging off. Everything.
What does anyone call that curtaining that's at a butcher's? You know,
The strips of plastic.
What do you call that?
Strips of plastic.
Okay, for so you. I told you to go and get strips of plastic and you don't listen to me.
Do you reckon that's going to stop the cold coming in, though? It'll stop the wind and the rain.
It'll bloody well help, won't it?
Might help. I just want to hear from the joysters on, are you struggling with the cold and what are some ways, like I find when I have a hot cup of tea, that kind of warms my inside and then I heat up. But the rest of the day I'm just cold all the time. Is there any tricks?
Well, I think because you're so fashion-focused and not conscious about the heat. See, some of us like to dress for the elements and actually get cosy, warm
Where
clothing.
Where would you wear that salmon jumper that you bought this afternoon?
I'm going to wear it to trivia tonight.
To the snow,
no,
maybe?
Don't be so rude.
I can't get warm at all. And I now live in a great house, but
you've
got to
keep
cold.
The door open for the dog.
Dogs. Yeah, and I just don't know. And I go to bed and I'm trying to turn on. Like, it's about being cost effective too because.
Well, that's correct.
You know, I'm spending a lot and trying to warm the place up. And is there something I should wear? Is there something I should. I don't know. How
Have
do you.
Have you seen those doona suits?
Doona suit?
Like a whole suit? That's
no, made just walk around the house in a doona suit.
Imagine, but no one goes to visit you and you don't have any friends. So why wouldn't you just wear one of those? Well, you don't.
Oh, my God. Oh, you are so horrible.
Face it, now, I'm your only friend.
Adrian sent through a message that said...
You can buy door seals that go at the bottom of the door to stop the draft coming in.
That's good for one door. I've got to leave the other door open, though, because of the puppy. And I've got a very selfish schnauzer, too, because...
Does he scratch, though, when he needs to go out?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, can't you just
But I leave him at home during the day.
Oh, during the day.
Yeah, I've
got to
leave it open and it's cold and whatever. He is a very selfish puppy, though, too, because he would take himself off to bed in my bed at 8 o'clock. And so when I go to bed, he then gets off and goes down to the lounge room, right? Which is fine, but leaves me with no puppy to hug. And that's the whole reason I got a dog in the first place.
Do you know what we should design? A little contraption, right? That can, like, so you can keep your door slid open like this bit, but like wooden. And then you actually attach a doggy door to the bottom of it and you just slot it in there.
Right. So you're just slotting in, and rather than taking out the whole window, you're slotting a doggy door and a piece of wood.
And a piece of wood.
You're onto something.
I think it's not a bad idea.
This one, actually,
I'm a genius.
You're smart.
This one said, "Hi, this is very brave of me to admit. I've been sleeping in a hoodie, top, and track pants.
See, I don't have a
problem. Am I becoming a bogan?
No, you're not. And you're talking to two very, very long-standing bogans.
Oh yeah.
Over the years.
No, that's okay. Hey, now listen.
Yep.
The way I'm surviving in my house, look, the heaters are pretty much on the whole time while I'm home.
Yep.
I've got a little floor, you know, movable heater in the back room, one in the kitchen. So my power bill's not good to be good, but that's okay, whatever. I actually go to bed at night and now I wear long pajamas. Never used to do this. Long pajamas and my...
Are they like those...
Don't get into it.
Flannel thing?
Yeah, that can be, yes. And I'm scared about you talking about anything to do with what I wear. And I've got this really thick... Duna, which duck down, so it's really thick, and a blanket, and a dog, and a cat.
So now you're talking. That
and
sounds
the
like
heater on about 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's
I've
actually,
been
that's,
sleeping well, but God, I can't wake up.
I want to hear from the Joyces. Let us know your thoughts on how we can, even during the day, just like, do I need to wear those thermal stuff, like thermal underwear? You know, I'm in strife. I feel the cold badly. I'm in a really cold house, which is beautiful. I love
it. You do feel the cold badly.
Love it. And during the day, I'm just struggling, like even taking the puppy for a walk. And do I need thermals? How is everyone else keeping warm?
I feel like I've already
acclimatized. Must be some tricks to the trade.
Well, there is. Layering, for one.
Yeah, layering is good.
And having, warm clothing.
Yeah.
Sometimes your fashionable things aren't that warm. I just need to touch base with the listeners for a moment and your good self. So
you look a bit despondent.
So during the break, during the songs, then I was very busily putting together tonight's traffic report.
I'm too sure what it was.
And you went to get a cup of tea. And then my phone started ringing.
Yes.
And I thought, I'll just ignore that. And then I thought, no, I'll just answer that. And I just got called randomly by a weight loss centre to ask me if there are any weight loss goals or anything that they could assist me with.
Wow, had you been entering any weight loss sort of...
No, I went there last year and I went for a month.
Oh, so they've got you on the database.
Yes, but I feel as if...
It's not like the universe sort of sent a message out to
I feel like people I know that I've had a little bit of a partial tasting... for McDonald's recently have rung them specifically.
No.
Did you?
No. No, it wasn't me.
You know,
but did you?
No. I said, thank you. No, I'm in the middle of a radio show, but I think I'm good. Thank you.
Was
very
that a bit
much.
Of excutitis there?
Making an excuse. Excuse me, I have not had any alcohol or any caffeine for 3 weeks.
We're
I'm
not talking
fine.
About that.
I'm totally fine. No, all I'm right. really comfortable.
Good.
In myself.
That's good. That's
so
really
you
good.
And the weight loss people.
Well.
Go and jump off a...
Well, it was only a courtesy
just don't
call.
Jump off anything.
No,
it was a courtesy call, but I just thought it was mildly entertaining.
Yeah, it is.
My best friend actually said that when the last time I told him I went through Macca's, he said, I'm going to ring them and I'm going to send them a photo of you. They're not to serve you anymore. Isn't that rude?
Like at Australia's Most Wanted.
Terrible.
Message came through from Conrad.
Yo-yo rat bags. Thanks for the awesome tracks. Very uplifting for a Monday afternoon. I'm Team Delta. She's hot and a nerd. I love that.
Yeah, we were talking about The Voice.
Yes.
And I'm Team Jack. And you... And now got to jump on board because he's not coming in next week. We might have him on the phone.
No, well, I'll jump on board because he's in Guy Sebastian's team.
Great.
So how a win-win for me here.
Are you Team Taylor still or are you going off her?
I'm not sure about spelling is fun.
I went to see it. You went to see it, which was Elton John's Rocket Man.
Do yourself a favor.
One of the best movies I've seen of the year. Don't try and relate it or compare it to
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Because it's completely different.
It is very different.
One is very art house sort of style, which is the Rocket Man. It's brilliant.
I loved it. Loved it.
And the young man who played Elton John,
Taron Egerton.
What? That has to be Academy Award winning stuff.
I would say, for me, I think he was extraordinary.
Yeah,
like, that is
brilliant.
Was just, I think both.
Way the music was structured throughout the whole movie, the right songs at the right time to depict his life, and it was just,
I
can't fault it.
If Rami Malek is going to win it for playing Freddie Mercury last year, I think Taron Egerton should win
absolutely,
it.
100%. Absolutely, 100%. And a bit of a raunchy little sex scene in there, which is when you think about the real Elton John and you see him later on, you think, I didn't need to see
that. I don't think that was necessary at all.
But it was good. It was a great. It was a great movie.
I was thinking that, like, because Taryn's so hot, and like Elton was probably sitting there going, "Oh, this is amazing," but I'm leering at myself.
Yeah.
Like that would be weird.
Yeah.
And I now follow Taryn on Instagram, and he sent Elton John for his birthday a picture of him posing in just underwear and a thing. And he goes, "For your birthday, here's a picture of me playing you." And I was like, "He looks hot though."
Yeah.
So yeah, that must be weird for Elton. Yeah. He'd be like, "Oh, this is awkward."
No, look, I can't follow.
Although he'd be quite a narcissist, wouldn't he? Let's face
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But really well done, brilliantly shot, great music. Go and see it. That's our advice. Don't you know you drive me crazy?
Joy, traffic for Melbourne. That's right. It's the time of the day we head out to the roads. The colder outbound has icicles on its nose and can't give me any information at all about that.
Really?
Just a grey dot. Eastern outbound has caught a cold because it wasn't rugged up enough for 25 minutes. The Monash outbound didn't get flu vax and is now up Beep Creek without a paddle at 76 minutes. And the Prince's outbound has a bad case of sinusitis from the cat sleeping on its head at 17 minutes. And that is your very chilly version of today's traffic.
Love that. That's really good, Anna Murphy.
Brought to you by the weather.
Yeah. A horny teenager, he had to be freed. He had to be cut out of it. He's just doing what most 16-year-olds do.
Do they?
Any hole is the goal, you know.
Really?
He's found a pipe outside of his apartment or his house, and he's given it a red hot go. And
I just think it's so funny that boys are just so grotty like this.
And midway through, just bizarre, his private swelled so much, I became stuck inside the alloy tube, and they had to carry. Well, his housemates had to carry. Call the fire brigade.
Oh my god!
So yeah, the senior sergeant fire brigade person said the metal pipe is about 6 inches in length.
I think at the end of the day, like they had to take him to hospital.
They cut the pipe off, but it wouldn't come off because it's swollen. So they actually had to take it to hospital and cut it out there . And that's not what you want.
No.
With your tallywhacker. You don't want your apparatus caught in an apparatus.
No, but the thing is they went to the hospital and then they managed to remove it. So
they should have just tried a watermelon.
Isn't there something they could...
Or a pie.
But I'm just stuck on, like, isn't there something they could give you at a hospital? Like, so let's just say...
Just to turn you off the pipe.
If a man was to have a chemical reaction that would force a member to stand upright for a bit too much. Yeah, could you deflate it? Is there anything that they could have just given him to deflate?
Photos of your nana naked?
Something like that. That's what I'm thinking. Or was it like because there was a suction thing happening and so
It's too late.
It's too late.
It's too late. You're in.
I think the most fascinating part was the fire brigade. Then they made a point of covering up the hole.
Yeah.
Just so that they could, so it would stop anyone else trying.
People like, will do it. 16-year-olds will do it.
Surely
find a hole,
not.
Fill it up.
Surely not.
Yes.
Like they've just seen their mate carried away circular saw near your tallywhacker. And that you really think that it's the danger of someone else going to do it again. Boys are weird.
Yes. No, they're not.
Boys are so strange.
They're not. It's just what you do. I wish I could still do that.
Yes.
I'm so tired.
And finally, this is a fun one. Washington has become the first US state to allow human bodies to be turned into compost rather than being buried or cremated.
Ooh.
Governor Jay Inslee signed into law a bill making it legal for licensed facilities to offer natural organic reduction, which turns a body mixed with substances such as wood, chips and straw into soil in a span of just several weeks. Oh, just on another happy note.
Good Lord.
More than 800 students...
Can we do that on our veggies?
Isn't that just called cremation?
Scatter it on the lawn.
There's actually a natural organic reduction.
So it's actually becomes soil.
No, the body sort of has some process where it's reduced.
Oh.
Right?
Hey.
I would hate to think what I would push up if I was put on someone's garden. I'm telling you
Didn't some
now.
Weight loss centre just call you before? It's probably the new way to
just
go.
Just golden arches pop up out of your daisy bush. Oh, my God.
Tim, our anchor,
give yourself a clap.
Has come back into the studio. Wow. Not bad for the last 45 minutes of the show, Chad.
Welcome.
I feel so loved.
Well, you
God,
should.
It's nice to have the team back together.
Isn't it just?
It is indeed.
The band's back on the road. I just buggered that whole thing
up. No, you did. What's your news, Toots?
Oh, listen, out of Hollywood has come the disturbing news.
Oh.
Brace yourselves.
Uh-oh.
That the new Batman is going to be played by Robert Pattinson.
Oh, God.
Really? Of that stupid vampire thing. What was that called?
Twilight.
That wasn't that just like
he didn't suck blood. He sucked the vibe out of any movie I've ever seen.
Wasn't that just like being vacuum packed to a wall of boredom?
Yeah, with her. What was her name?
Oh,
what God. She was dead.
So now
she had a facial expression. She was just dead.
The problem is here that you guys actually watched it.
I struggled through that.
Yeah. Look, actually, now I'm thinking about it in a different light because I'm just turning it around in my head.
Hmm.
Batman's quite a boring character generally anyway,
was
isn't
he? No.
You know, like under the mask and stuff, he's very monotone, which suits Robert Pattinson perfectly.
That's well said, yes.
I have no redemption. I'm sorry for anyone. Contextually 0427 Joy949 on air at joy.org.au. Tell me now if you think this is a good thing for Batman to be played by Robert Pattinson. No, it's not.
Is there a whole two-hour movie with Batman asleep? That's what it's like.
Do you know what? I reckon it's going to be this year's. It's going to be this year's version of Meet Joe Black. Like, seriously.
Oh, crikey.
Wasn't that a letdown? I mean, just, really, Brett
this whole Pitt, break's
seriously.
Just depressed me. Now, something that I found disturbing in the Herald Sun today is reality TV show Rejects are shopping themselves on shout-out websites that allows people to buy personalised messages from celebrities for a fee. So you can pay $20 and someone will go, you know, oh, well, I'll tell you, it's Reject City. It is Married at First Sight grooms Troy Delming or something, Dean Wells and Mike Gunner.
God. So what do they do? What do you do?
Well, they sell... You know, people say, "Oh, well, I've got an event or something," and like, can you shout out on it because you've got you're a celebrity with so many followers on whatever social media. So they go, "Oh, yeah," so they get paid.
It's really a disturbing.
But they
trend.
Don't make much. They only make $20 for a comment, and then the cameo, the people who the websites it's through, they take their commission fee of 20%. So they're not making a lot of money.
No.
But it just annoys me that they think that they can actually give advice on anything.
It reminds me of that Fire Island thing.
Oh, yes.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, it rings of that.
Reeks of that. Rejects. That's what it does.
Well, I just think, and I know we've got it here somewhere, but it was making me think about the girl who streaked on the internet on the soccer.
Did you read that? That was a gorgeous video. She was streaked across
streaked
the field,
and
she went from 30,000.
Kinsey Wolanski
that's
is her
the
name,
one.
And she went from 30,000. She's a model.
30,000 followers
on
to about 2.5 million.
2.5, and then her Instagram got hacked, and so overnight she lost them all. And she's on this video doing like an acceptance speech, like an Academy Award.
Good on her.
It's ridiculous.
Great.
And then she's all like, "Oh, it's just devastating. It's an emotional roller coaster." Like, I remember back in our day, people had to have talent. What is this? You just run across a field.
Says us who ended up on a community broadcast.
I was going to say, so you chip away at breakfast radio for 6 years and then you give up, you have a year off and then you get put on Drive on Mondays. On your community broadcaster.
Oh, bitter and jaded.
Because we're so successful.
Oh, crikey.
I'm going to streak at the footy on the weekend.
Don't do it here. Not in this bloody studio, you won't. All the gays will duck under the cover. To be.
Oh,
the vagina!
Don't you know you drive me crazy.
Joy, traffic for Melbourne.
That's right, it's that time again where we head out to the roads. The colder outbound is being hauled away by the cops, so there's no info. Eastern outbound nicked the inside of their leg whilst jumping the fence and isn't running too well at 20 minutes. The Monash Freeway had 8 too many pints of Dutch courage and has fallen over its own feet at 67 minutes. And the Princess Freeway has gained 36 million followers overnight. And despite being as shallow as an ashtray and talentless as a brick, has now been given a TV show. At 17 minutes...
Oh my God, that poor girl.
And that is your streak is getting insta-famous version of the traffic. Now listen, I came across this article that's disturbed me no end, right? So everybody is aware I got a new car at the beginning of the year. It's got a built-in sat-nav. It's fabulous.
Of course it has.
I love it.
Yep.
But for some reason, every now and then that thing just drives me and I think, where are you going? You're not going. This is not, we're not even in the right direction. I'm not even sure.
Just
what's
a few hiccups.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's nothing I can't sort of, you know, it's nothing I can't overcome.
Yeah.
But this dude was going from England, from northern England, and he went for a drive and he was going to Rome. He's 81, Luigi, right?
There's already going to be issues.
There's going to be issues, right? And so he's going from Newcastle and he wants to go to this place in Rome to visit some people, right? So he's done it before. He's done the journey before. Keep that piece of information for you. He's done it before.
Yeah.
He's put in the sat nav, right? And then he's driven and he's ended up in a German small little town called Rom. R-O-M.
Slightly off the path.
Just a little bit. Now my query is, like, this is not like you're just going from one place in England to another place in England where all your signs are quite the same and you think, oh, it looks a bit different to the last time I've been here. This is in a different country. He has had to drive on freeways, probably the Autobahn at one point. He's in Germany.
Well, I want to...
It's in German. The signs are in German. What was he doing?
No, I know, but he's 81. When I went to France to visit our brother, I said, I'll borrow your car. A, you've got to drive on the other side of the road.
Oh.
B, on the other side of the steering wheel.
Oh.
I wanted to go to a place called Biarritz, which is turn right. Well, I ended up in left and I ended up in Bordeaux, which is miles and miles away, and it was so far that I drove that I had to stay there overnight.
Okay.
I went for an afternoon drive
and
came back the next morning.
What, 30 at this stage?
Yeah. Not great.
Okay.
Not great.
Right, so this guy's fine.
Yeah, he's fine. But I want to bring it to your attention too, Murph, because yes, I know you get angry with the sat-nav and how she takes you off the beaten path, but I used to see you when the old Malways were out and you didn't even know which way to hold them up.
That is very incorrect.
Isn't this way? And we'd spin it like a frisbee.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Can you not read a map?
I can read a map, actually. No. I'm taking umbrage
of this. Yeah, we need to go to another song. She's getting hungry. She's getting hungry. Hangry and hungry.
There's nothing wrong with turning it up the other way, though.
No, I get that.
There's nothing wrong with turning it around.
I loved a Melway.
I am hangry, actually.
Yeah, okay.
Hey, just on that.
Oh, God.
I'm 3 weeks into a detox. It's like a 3 month thing.
Can we talk about this after?
No, I want to tell you now.
Okay, right.
I thought by now that my mood would have improved.
No.
It really hasn't. People are still so annoying. Yeah. I just.
A detox doesn't cure other people.
I thought it was going to be fun and that I'd feel nice. And
are they just windows to your soul?
Lovely. Yeah. I thought it'd be lovely and fluffy and everything still hurts and I don't know why.
You're hurting my eardrums. Timbo, it's so good to have you here in the studio because the first half of the show, actually more than that, nearly 2 hours of the show was just Anna and I. And even though I love her, it gets tiring.
Well, that's lovely.
She's lovely and everything, but she's got a mouth on her. And sometimes it just became a monologue, really. Throwing you in there breaks it up a little bit.
I guess so, yes.
You know? And
thanks, mate.
Brings a bit of substance when she's as shallow as an ashtray, but that's all I have to say about her.
If she's got you on in the radio in the car, you're going to hear about it.
I think she's in the car.
Yeah.
Now, that's it from us. We're out of here. We're not on next week, obviously, because it's public holiday, Queen's birthday, but join us the following week.
Yes.
Because we've got special guests. Ooh. Lined up as far as the eye can see.
Oh, great.
Coming to you.
Amazing.
Murphy's Law. Very soon.
Bye then.
See you. Bye. Ciao.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.